This telephoto zoom lens is small, it's light, and it's the most fun I've had shooting with a full-frame zoom lens in a really long time. Let's get into it. Welcome to the channel, folks. My name's Shane. In today's video, we're checking out the brand new Lumix S Series 28-200 f4 to f7.1 macro OIS zoom lens. What a name. This lens will make a whole lot of sense for shooters who want a one and done lens for photography or video purposes. Whether you're shooting landscape photography, portraits, or macro, this lens can do it all. While this is a variable aperture lens, I was also able to get some really great results for video thanks to the optical image stabilization and low to nil focus breathing. Before we get into it, a quick disclaimer, this is on loan from Panasonic, I don't get to keep it, no money's changed hands, and all thoughts about this are my own, and I'll give you my thoughts about it throughout this video. If you want to check it out, I'll link it down in the description box below. Here we go. First up, let's talk about where this lens fits in the Panasonic lineup. This 28-200 is an extension of the 14-28mm lens, and it's also a great alternative to the 20-60mm lens, which I love using. After testing this lens, it's arguably the most versatile zoom lens in the S series, except, of course, if you need 300mm, found on that 70-300mm zoom. Coming in at $899, this lens is more affordable than other lenses from the lineup, while still being excellent in terms of build quality and optical performance. At the time of filming, this is the smallest and lightest telephoto full-frame zoom lens on the market. It's only slightly taller than that of the 20-60mm, both at rest and at full extension. Additionally, the 28-200 is only 413 grams compared with the 350 grams of the 20-60. This is a really great achievement on Panasonic's behalf to cram in such a huge zoom range in a small and compact design. Furthermore, there's the same 67mm filter thread found on the other S series of lenses, so you won't need to go ahead and buy any step up or step down rings or new ND filters. Like the rest of the S series of lenses, this is also dust and splash resistant and can work down to minus 10 Celsius. This is a variable aperture lens, as I mentioned earlier, with an f4 at 28mm and an f7.1 when you zoomed in at 200. This lens can also stop down to f32 on the wide end or f45 on the telephoto side. Let's take a look at some practical tests to showcase just how insane this focal length is. Here we have a scene at 28mm, it's sharp and it looks great. Now this is how 200mm looks in contrast. Far out, you can see the house over the lake. It's like an old school camcorder focal range. I dig it. This is a great portrait lens, whether you're shooting at 85mm or 100mm. I was able to get some really beautiful results with this, paired with the Panasonic S5 Mark II X. There's a nice compression on the background while nailing focus on the subject. I tested this lens for some burst photography with the S5 Mark II and X, and the results were great. This lens, paired with the new phase detection focus found on the new cameras, will give you excellent results. These are all JPEGs straight out of the camera, shooting with the natural picture profile with no modifications. So if you like the look of what I'm showing you on screen, you'll be able to get this without any editing. Video autofocus is also excellent, both at 28mm all the way through to 200. I had no problems when it came to human tracking. This lens also features fast linear focus motors, so whether you're shooting videos or photos, focus speed is excellent. The 200mm focal length is great for wildlife or animals and birds, like you can see from these examples. Again, these are all unedited JPEGs. If you punch in, you can see just how sharp the details are on the bird, and I think this lens renders a beautiful image. Another area where this lens shines is for macro work, making this a great one and done option for most shooters. Have a look at close, I was able to get to this ring. I had the lens hood literally resting on Rhiannon's hand in this test. We were both shocked at the close focusing distance results with this particular test. Now this 0.5 times magnification makes getting photos like this very easy to achieve. Another one of my favorite photos with this lens was of a stick insect. I haven't seen these things around in such a long time, and it was great to get such a nice close-up of his cool looking little eyes. Here's how the lens performs for vlogging at 28mm. Now for me, this is a little bit too tight, but you can definitely get away with it. I much prefer the 20-60mm kit lens at 20mm, as it's a much wider field of view. Thanks to the optical image stabilization, you can get some pretty solid results for vlogging or for any handheld video work. Video shooters will also appreciate how little focus breathing this lens has, and Panasonic lenses in general. Focus breathing is where you pull focus from infinity to minimum focus, and you can sometimes see the edges of frame zoom in or out. This lens has next to no noticeable focus breathing that I could see, which is awesome. All right, let's talk about sharpness. I tested this lens by shooting a landscape photograph using the handheld high resolution mode, which essentially gives us a 100 megapixel file, or very close to anyway. And I was very impressed at how this lens rendered the details. I can punch right in and you can still see just how sharp and clear the image is. This sharpness continued throughout the focal range on all the practical tests I did shooting out in the real world. Now, I didn't test this on charts. I don't own any charts, but using it out in the real world, it looks sharp and detailed to my eye. Chromatic aberration was not an issue for me at all. Now, I tested this lens in a number of different scenarios and I tried to force the chroma, but I didn't see any fringing on any of these shots whatsoever, so it performed beautifully. Background blur and bokeh also looks great. Shooting in all the way at 200mm offers great background blur, even at 7.1. Let's talk about low light performance. So I took this lens out to shoot some photos and video at sundown, and it performed great when paired with the S5 Mark II X. This full frame sensor makes it really easy to get shots like this in very low lit situations. It's a lot darker than it probably looks. Let's talk about how this lens feels to use when it comes to its focus ring. So manual focus on this lens, again, is not a problem. The focus ring feels identical to that of the 20-60, which is arguably one of my favorite kit lenses of all time. So it's a very consistent range when it comes to the focus ring. When you first take this lens out of the box, the zoom ring does feel quite tight. So you do have to apply quite a bit of pressure to get it to zoom in or out. Now, there's a slight noise. Nothing that would ruin a shoot, of course, but it's definitely worth mentioning. Over time, this will loosen up. I had the same critique of my kit lens until I used it enough, and then it starts to become a little bit easier to turn. But yeah, no problems there in terms of the zoom ring. But if you plan on zooming in and out a lot while you're shooting a video, you might get some wobble just because it's a little bit on the tighter side. This lens has motivated me to get out and start shooting more when it comes to wildlife. And I also love the minimum focusing distance on this. It's awesome. So this is extremely versatile. I don't really have any complaints with this other than the zoom ring feels a little bit stiff when you first take it out of the box. But whether or not you need a constant aperture, that's up to you. But I've been able to get some really great results in mixed lighting conditions and low light conditions paired with the S5 Mark IIX. So let us know what you think of this. And if you want to check it out, I'll link it down in the description box below. Thanks again for watching. I will catch you on the next one. See ya.